and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your softly to a success for you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
We're up and running, man. Yes, UK Health Radio, I'm here. Somewhat. Yes, I'm here. And what a week. Well, actually, not a week. I'm going to tell you about the week in bits and bobs as we go through the show here. But here I am, yeah, Paul Rees, UK Health Radio. My partner in crime, Deb, is not here again. I may just have to take it off the jingle. I have said, what's the point in having a person on the jingle if she doesn't turn up for the show? Although we are in separate rooms today and for good reason, because we're both fasting this week. Listen, I'm not saying you should do it. I'm not there, listeners. I'm just saying that I decided that I want to give myself a bit of a detox. If it is a detox, I don't know. I could be just starving myself. I don't know what the outcome's going to be, but here's the thing. I'm my second day in, and I have been hangry today for sure. It's been a full-on day. It really has. It's like, what? Yesterday was okay. I think my body was just like saying, he's on holiday, he'll eat tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? I think my body was having that kind of relaxed approach to this whole kind of lemon water thing. And thinking, he'll eat tomorrow. He's loyal to me. Well, I got up this morning and my body was like, wait, he didn't go to the kitchen. Hang about now. There's something going on here and he's drinking that crappy lemon water again. Whoop, here we go. He's giving us a spoonful of... was it maple syrup? Organic maple syrup. Oh, well, then props, that's where we are. So my body has been going through all kinds of conversations whilst having an emotional boxing match with me. So that's what I've been for the last 48 hours with, by the way, another 3 days ago. I am five full days in on this, absolutely. And the hope is I can get back into all my suits that I had before Christmas. I put on over a stone of weight, listeners. A stone over Christmas. I mean, what? Did I eat Thornton's as a factory? And he's like, what? I overdosed on Christmas. So, yeah, I'm going through it all. And that has been my intro. I am starving. I'm thinking about food all the time. And I've got another 3 days of lemon water with this syrup stuff that just apparently is my food. So that's what I am. But you know what? I'm full of energy. Actually, I am. I'm finding I got more energy today than what I did yesterday. I've got past the pounding headaches of caffeine-free day, and I have more energy. Wow, I just realised that. How cool was that? Happy days. And the person I have on with me today, my guest today, why I saw her energy. I happened to go on social media and pick up one of the links from one of my clients. And on there was this lady. I mean, she quoted, sometimes when you read text, the text is dead. It has no emotion behind it. There's no energy behind it. But I'll guess when I read the text, it's like, wow, there's energy behind. Now, how do you put energy behind text when it comes from a keyboard is hard, trust me. There's no heart to paper. There's no pen to paper. You tap on a keyboard, listeners, it's just bloody empty. It's just a text. But this lady knows how to put text, how to put emotion behind text. Because I immediately went to her Facebook and I saw these pictures like, whoop, I'm going to get it on. Just got to get it on because we need to talk about this. We need to talk about how we create a presence through text. And unless you're an author, and a damn good author now, because trust me, we are saturated with authors too. Unless you're a damn good author, your story is blunt and blind also. So here's the thing. I'm going to bring her in right now. And I'll pop her in. I'm going to welcome to the show this wonderful, amazing, the person that could put music to writing. And you know what? Doesn't just put music to it. You feel it. The beautiful, the wonderful Sarah Fletcher. Girl, coming in and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You know, let me just give the visual here. She's brilliant. You know, she has flowy hair, glasses, a crystal around her neck, and a smile that's the size of the Joker off Batman. It is wonderful. Thank you so much, Sarah, for coming on last minute. And you know, there was a reason. You're in an industry that's a hard industry. And why I say that, I'm going to put it out there. So, first of all, your business name. I said mushroom souffle, but actually, it's not. It's mushroom souffle. Am I saying it right? Souffle.
Souffle.
Ah, do you see? You got the right sheep mouth to say souffle, 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 mushroom souffle. We're going to talk about your business as we get through the whole show here. But here's the thing. And you know what? Social media is a war zone of emotions, but also a place to celebrate emotions. Social media creates all kinds of emotions from, we could say, life envy, money envy, business envy, to celebrations, to a share of thoughts. The world has become such a beautiful small place now. We are getting to experience, people from all over the world and cultures and lives, and it's wonderful what's shared on social media, but also it's a place of, of happiness and anxiety.
Absolutely. Both ends of the scale.
Yeah. And your living is presenting into social media, a mix of all that, I guess.
It is. I very much try to focus on the positive because for me, this is it. Let me say, I've never had an introduction quite like the one you just did for me, but it is all about how you make people feel. And people are going to want to spend more time with you. They are going to invest their attention in you.
Yeah.
If you make them feel good, or if you make them feel seen.
Wow, let me come in on that. Here's what I'm feeling, because here's the thing, you are a feely person. That's very obvious, or you'd not be able to write the way you write. But there's feely people, then then there's those that are consciously, intentionally feely people like yourself. There's a conscious way of life that you embrace the currency of feeling. Now, when I go on to that way, I talk about life currency, not money currency, life currency, which is basically the emotions we live every day, whether that's poverty currency, and I'm talking again, putting this to monetary value. Now, to do what you do in the messy market of social media, then you, in the way that you do it, tells me a lot about your emotional values as a person, a human being.
Yes. And you have to be in a good space. Like you have to be in mentally, you have to be in a good space before you start creating something for social media.
Yeah, exactly.
And people can quite often sit in whatever emotion that they're feeling,
Wow.
and they will just let that come across the screen, which is not always a
I
good thing.
mean, do you think that, when we think about just let me get rid of this. It's strange. My phone just did something I shouldn't have done. Do you know what I mean? On the show and everything, and I'm just getting that out there. Do you think though that there is an uneducated approach to effectively putting on, we're going to say, information, whether it's information about a business, person, about yourself, that doesn't get that has a little understanding? And what I mean by that, sir, is, do you think we should have, I'm going to say, a deeper recognition to what it is we're posting out on social media on a day-to-day basis, to the cause and effect of the people that is going to hit on in their mind and hearts?
Yes. So what happens with social media, especially if you are in business, is you are busy. So social
True.
media ends up shoehorned into those
Oh,
tiny little
wow.
spaces of the day where you're feeling possibly a little bit stressed and you're thinking, I need to post, I need to post, I need to post, I need to get something out. And yeah. So what happens is you then put yourself under pressure. And we all know a lot of the time when we're under pressure, you can't inspire yourself, let alone other people.
Wow.
Because to create, you need to sit and you need to give your brain space to breathe.
Wow, that's massive. You can't
And
inspire yourself if you can't inspire.
no.
When you think about when we put information out there. Now, there's a lot of, we could say, negative modesty that we all carry, imposter syndrome, all these things that are a huge influence in on what we put out, when we put out,
Yes.
and what it is we are putting out in order. Let's look at it from a business point of view. I'm Paul Rees, and I spend a lot of time in a goldfish bowl where everybody can see every shape of me. But in a sense of, I put myself out there on social media. It's my living.
Yes.
And, I'm going to say there are days that what I put on social media isn't presenting the true of what I feel on that given day. There is a camouflage. Am I being inauthentic? I think at those times I am. And this is being truthful. But also, I guess if I put out every emotion that I felt, then that's going to make me a target also, do you think?
You will never know when I'm having a bad day from looking at my social media. Because for me, that's not what social media is about. If I'm having a bad day, I have my inner circle of friends who I talk to.
Okay.
I do not open it up to the world. Because actually, I don't need the world's input on that because all those people will have an opinion and they don't know me.
Wow,
So that's
that's so
not going to
important.
make my day better.
Wow.
Whereas I will talk about life challenges, but later, after it's been dealt with, when you're not in the swirling vortex of emotions of it, and then that's how you can tell the story and walk people through what happened to how you overcame it and what happened, well, where you are now.
Which creates an education, an emotional education.
Yes.
And do you think that's where social media is? We got lost. Even as business people, we've got lost where there's a lot of pity on social media. There's a lot of anger on social media. And
Yes.
I'm steering to LinkedIn here, not Facebook or the Instagrams and things. I'm seeing, LinkedIn was seen as t 10 years ago, it was the business. Platform. Now it's a business version of Facebook, we could say. Or would you disagree?
This is a fascinating topic for me because I'm a social media geek, but if you go to the people who solely are on LinkedIn, they will tell you that LinkedIn is a business tool and it is not social media. Absolute bottle, okay? It is still a social media platform, okay? So, and that is where people are going to be personal. I have never done business in terms of the one-to-one stuff that I do. I have never done business with someone I have not had a personal conversation with, and I don't know things about their life. Because the fact is, they need to trust me to understand all the layers of them and all the things that they've been through so that I can pull it together and harness who they are to then portray that for social media. Right? You can't do that if I don't understand about that, but also they need to have that level of trust in me and know personal things about me. I am a personal brand. I am not one of these faceless logos that churns out bland, generic corporate crap, ultimately.
I love that you said that because, there is a huge chunk of information that's put, LinkedIn. Let's talk about LinkedIn for a while. A huge chunk of information that's put on LinkedIn that's designed in order to increase coverage, increase awareness, increase, that person's profile. But then also I see there's those genuine, heartfelt shares that create that organic attraction, people love Adele singing because she sings about life.
Yes.
I think in what I'm seeing in LinkedIn is people are singing more about life than what they are about business. But also, how much of that sing song is effectively true, or how much is actually, AI based in order to create traction? That we are in, do you feel we are in this kind of messy world right now on social media?
I think life is messy.
True.
I don't see how, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a small business owner, because that is the world that I run in, especially the world of online businesses, I don't see how you can separate the two. Because when you're running your own business, you don't get to do the Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 and switch off. What happens at work affects you personally, and what happens in your personal life is they merge. People, I don't have two different versions of me. There is no personal Sarah and business Sarah. What you see is what you get, which means if you're my client, I'm going to abuse you with love. Okay, if you don't like sarcasm and laughing, I am not the person to be working with because, as far as I'm concerned, we spend too much time, too many days, weeks, years of our life working. And if I'm not going to enjoy this, I may as well go and sit in someone else's office and do a brain dead job with my little face pressed up against the window, going, let me out. But I can take my salary and I can go home.
I hear you, girl. Before we go into our ads there, before we go into our commercial, I want to talk about, now social media, there are so many different personalities of platforms now. Like you say, we got the TikTok and the Facebook and all those other ones. They are very different. At least to me, they feel different. Each has its own personality, its own reason. And I think I just kind of got myself stuck in the nature of LinkedIn and Facebook because with the others, I just feel like it's too much. I get overwhelmed, is where we are. It's how much do we do on each? And I think that's what happens. And I do a lot of YouTube also because that's my YouTube's my business part. And I found that it does create anxiety, when you try and pack too much in. What is the art of that? What is the balance do you feel?
Don't feel that you have to do all of them. Find where you're comfortable, but also where your target market are. And the magic happens where you invest your focus and create communities. So Facebook is probably the favorite for me, mainly because I am a little bit lazy and it incorporates both my business and my personal world.
I see that.
And for me, it crosses over seamlessly. The people I meet through businesses have come on to become some of my amazing friends.
Wow, so Facebook still has that potential of business within it.
Absolutely. I'm in some really strong business communities on Facebook.
Wow, that so
And
surprises me. For me, I was told Facebook was just almost an out of date platform now. And that, Instagram kind of took over business where Facebook was. And LinkedIn, of course, is what LinkedIn is. But I didn't realize that Facebook still had that potential.
absolutely. But it depends who you want to be connected to and what you want to get involved with.
Oh, wow.
So it's that mindset that you walk into. So many LinkedIn people who love LinkedIn, we won't call them LinkedIn people. The people who love LinkedIn look at me and they don't see Facebook as a business platform. Whereas I would say the majority of my clients come from Facebook.
Wow, I'm bearing in mind that you're a social media guru, and you're saying that Facebook is still a strong platform. Wow, that's just and what I'd like to think about is that there is, I guess you approach each platform according to the personality of what that platform was, or do you manipulate it to what you need out of it?
It doesn't matter what the personality of the platform is, it matters what my personality is.
I'm so glad you said that. I
So
really am.
I can't go on LinkedIn and be boring. I will not, I don't want to scroll through news feed of boring post after boring post. Nobody does that. Like, what business person sits there at their laptop and removes their personality before starting to talk because they're
Well, maybe those before COVID was there, but COVID changed that for us because you had to learn how to present basically on a screen, and you can only do that authentically or you get seen.
Yes.
Wow.
It's completely just come as you are. But a lot of people still don't feel confident because they feel like they're going to be criticized for being who they are. Whereas my thing is about ultimately giving people permission to turn up authentically.
Wow. Sarah, we're going to go into our quick commercial here. And when we come back, what I'd like to do is I'd like you to call out your contact details to all our listeners. And what we're going to
Sure.
do, listeners, be sure you've got that pen and paper ready, so you can get hold of this lovely lady. And we're going to dive into mushroom souffle. And also, we're going to look at all the other beautiful things you do within your business and talk more about how it is we can be comfortable, in presenting ourselves, our information and everything there on social media. Happy days. Back soon in 90 seconds.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink, perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active, available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days, and we are back, and all those who've just joined us, Paul Rees on UK Health Radio, the healthiest station you could ever want to be in. And why? Because I'm in the middle of my five-day fast, fasting myself to fastness. I really am. And of course, who have I got to support me today? The wonderful Sarah Fletcher, our social media writing guru. This lady can make words sing. Absolutely. If you don't work with her, then you shouldn't be working with anybody. She's the best of the best when it comes to it. Because why? Because I read just five words from her comment today. I instantly felt what she was saying, went to her Facebook account, said, come on the show today. We've got to get you on here. And you, Sarah Fletcher, thank you so much.
Thank you for messaging me this morning and asking me to come on.
Ah, you're the best, girl. You're the best. And you have 15 years of working with entrepreneurs and business owners in the crazy world of social media. Now, yeah. If you want to get new people to get hold of you, how do they get hold of you, girl? What's your contact details?
My contact details, they can go to my website, which is mushroom, as in the vegetable, dash souffle, that's souffle.co.uk. Or you can find me on Facebook. If you type in Sarah Fletcher or mushroom souffle, you'll find my business page. LinkedIn, Sarah Fletcher, mushroom souffle. Instagram, type in mushroom souffle. It's you'll find me, or drop me an email on getsocial at mushroom-soufflé.co.uk.
Oh, I like that one. Get social at, say it again.
mushroom-soufflé.co.uk.
Well, happy days. And listen, when you see it on social media, just look for the biggest smile you've ever saw and you will find it there, that's for sure. It actually opens up a whole face. It's amazing. It really is. And, you know, Sarah, it is. It's beautiful. Let's just talk. So when we think about, you know, the stress, I'm going to put the word again, the stress of actually writing on social media. Now, your living is actually, you know, creating that material and putting that material out there for business people. Would that be correct?
Yes, it is.
Now, lots of people would see this as an invoice they shouldn't have to but think about, you know. And here's the thing is that one of the most important invoices that you have in your business is your regular maintenance of your website and your regular social media presence. If you haven't got those invoices, then somewhere you're shortfall or you think you can DIY it. Now, we can DIY it, but here's the thing. When we write about ourselves, we do not write about ourselves. We write from our guilt, our lack of worth. We write from the first 10 years of our life and the disappointments. And all that we try and write into a positive whatever it is on social media, which is an impossibility. That's why a social media manager is so important, because that person won't write from your doubts, your disappointments, your guilt, your lack of self-worth. They'll write from your brilliance. And that's why you're so important, Sarah.
It's all I see in my clients.
Wow. And that, again, means that you have to be able to emotionally understand them as human beings.
Yes. Absolutely.
When we think about this, when we think about, you know, content, is content, it's, you know, when we think about putting content, is it something that should come from the skill of who we are or the emotional evolvement of who we are?
Oh, a crafted version of both.
Wow, how do we do? I love, but how, what does that look like when we craft those two versions together? You know?
So it can be really easy to, when people say, you know, what's one of the most popular bits of social media advice? Oh, share your expertise, share your value. You hear this all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this can be great, but what happens is a lot of people will just go in and they'll just write a list. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. I love a list. I have lists all over the place, okay?
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily generate an emotional reaction in me when I see it on social media. So, yes, things are useful. But if I'm thinking that I need help with something,
yeah,
what I like to see is the person behind that expertise, because I want to feel like they understand the situation I'm in, where my head's at, why I'm finding something difficult.
Wow.
And being able to write in your experience, your understanding of where your clients are, and maybe things that you've experienced in the past and stories that you've got to tell,
yeah,
can really help draw people in.
Wow. Do you feel that we are losing the almost like the shock experience now? Because there is so much input and so much has been given into social media. Do you feel we become hardened to, you know, regular quotes or regular messages, people's hurts, people's happiness? Do you feel how can we carry on being creative, you know, on social media when there's so much out there each day that effectively we have to be our own authors with our own right? You know, it's you know, and for yourself then, you know, yes, you'll get to know Paul, but you still have to create, you know, material that's catching over and above the crazy noise of what social media is. Where do you get that from in yourself to be able to do that?
I think sometimes you need to dial it back for a start, in terms of thinking that the whole thing of I need to take over the world with my social media is actually a really scary prospect.
Wow.
And I don't need that many people in my business.
Mm-hmm.
I want to capture just my corner of the internet.
Wow. And I see that now. That would be your advice.
As a business coach, you can, or you obviously, work with your clients. Well, how many clients do you need? And the fact is, if they only need, I don't know, 25 to get them through a year, what do you need millions of followers for? What do you need millions of views for? You know, if you're running a business based on a low cost product, then absolutely you need more people, more eyeballs on it, more shares, more likes, more laughs, all the things that go with that. But different businesses, for entrepreneurs and small businesses, it's very much that how big does your community need to be? I know people who make an extremely good living off a group of 200 people.
Wow. Thank
Because
you. Thank you for sharing that. You have just probably eliminated the stress factor of millions of people with that statement, which is firstly, think about the amount of people that you need in order for your business to run successfully. Because you're right, everybody's looking for that viral quote, that viral video, that viral something. Is viral even healthy in the first place?
viral is not needed because the majority of the people who see that reel or whatever it is that you've put out, that TikTok, are not even your clients and are never going to be.
Wow. I'm not even interested in the person that's gone viral.
No, they just like the thing. And half the time, it's cat videos that have gone viral as opposed to something about your business.
Wow. This is so interesting because you're actually simplifying it now.
Yes.
Because before I got on this call, for me, social media was stress. But what I'm realizing now is that, first of all, don't let it manage you manage it.
Yeah,
So many people
absolutely.
are managed by their social media, do you think, rather than manage their social media?
Yes, because they're caught up in this whirlwind of I need to keep up with everybody else. So we've just gone through the festive period. And an interesting thing about Christmas is if you watch everyone on social media, they're all like, take time out, people, rest, relax, recharge. If you go on Facebook or LinkedIn on Boxing Day, for instance, do you know how many people are still doing business posts?
Why, well, I have no
Loads
idea
of them.
because I didn't go on.
So, well, this is it. The problem is, if you're not posting for your business, but you're still going on for recreational purposes and to, tune your brain out a bit, you can end up feeling left behind because you've gone, I'm going to take the Christmas period off and I'm going to focus on my family and I'm going to be present and I'm going to do this. But something at the back of your head is whirling, going, yeah, but all those people are still posting about their businesses. So there is that pressure and that comparison that can really crash in on people. And that's where social media overwhelm comes from. So I'm under no illusion, right? I know this is going to be a surprise. I'm not the only social media person out there, right? Don't tell the others, because obviously, in regards to this show, yes, absolutely everybody. I am the only one there is. But there are thousands of social media people out there. But interestingly, we all do something different.
Exactly. Go on. And what do you say, what is a healthy approach to time spent on social media as a business person, do you think? What is a healthy approach to post and just maintaining a presence?
For me, a healthy approach to it is what makes you feel motivated and inspired, and that you're doing a good job. So craft your feed of people that you see. If you've got people you're connected to who moan, unfollow them or unfriend them. Honestly, get rid. You do not need to do that. It genuinely is spend your focus on the things that are positive, that will feed your brain, feed your emotions, all in the right way.
Wow, I love that because you didn't say to me, Paul, yeah, 5 times a week and do this and do this. You are shaping it so it has to fit organically with me.
Yes.
Because if it fits organically with me, I'm guessing I'll get that organic attraction from the right people because it'll resonate with my approach. Because I've been dented, and I'll say this, emotionally dented. You know, social media was a part that took me into burnout a couple of years ago because of my what I thought was my need and overdose desire to be on there and do what I needed to do. And I know there are other people like me. As a business coach, I have met so many clients that have become unwell because of the reflection of anxiety that social media is presenting back. But what you're saying here is, no, Paul, no. Someone may be on there every day and that might fit them organically. But then other people need to be on there twice a week, perhaps, and will still get the same result as someone's on there 5 days a week because it fits them organically. Would you agree with that, Sarah?
Yes, as long as they are pre-planned in advance. Wow. So this is where your strategy of how you approach social media then supports you in how you want to do it. So when I work with clients in terms of content, I'm about let's create the cookie jar of evergreen content. And the whole point of the cookie jar is it's full of beautiful social media posts that it doesn't matter when you post them, they are still relevant. They still enhance your credibility, the reader, the audience's enjoyment of them. It attracts them, it educates them, it entertains them, it directs them to where you want to be. So obviously, if you're a published author, then you want it to be, you know, you're still talking about your book. But the whole point is you can pop your paw in the cookie jar and feed your hungry little cookie monsters online, but the jar never empties because it's evergreen. So you have to do the pre-work to get to the point where actually you're like, do you know what? You can schedule posts in advance. You can pop them out if you're thinking, oh, actually, this is really relevant right now. I can just go and get something rather than constantly be under the pressure of I have to create, I have to create, I have to create. Because as we said earlier, that helps no one. Wow. So it's having this in time. And then obviously you need to be present to engage, to still do your ad hoc stuff, to do your human bit and connect with people and build those relationships. And if you're in groups that make you want to be part of them because the energy is good, then spending time on social media isn't hard. It's not draining. Mm-hmm. And I have clients from both ends of the spectrum where they don't go on social media as much as they know they should do because they find creating content hard. So that's why they work with me. And then suddenly they find it so much easier to invest their time in it because we've removed one of the blocks.
Love that. Let me just jump in before, because that was such a highlighter for me, is that what you're actually doing is you're not just, you're not just a social media, I just lost my train of thought. Let me come back because I had two thoughts at once. Don't do it at 55. Think one thought at a time when you're 55.
Oh my God, I have a million thoughts running at any time.
I find sometimes I get overloaded. But here's the thing. You're not just creating content. What you're actually doing is you are working emotionally with your client. One, because, it'd be no good me coming to you and saying, okay, build my content and all these kinds of things, because effectively you're still not going to remove the stress from me. Because what you're doing is you align your clients to the understanding of, first of all, of social media and how that works emotionally for them, but also, and this is such an amazing niche you have, because you spoke about the evergreen cookie jar, and I want to touch on that. Because there's so much to you. Let me just say this out. It says, give me your business book and I transform it into a cookie jar of evergreen social media posts.
Yes.
Wow.
And it changes the mindset. And content without mindset doesn't work.
Content without mindset doesn't work. Girl, give that out tomorrow on social media.
If you don't have the mindset, you still won't post the content.
Wow. Wow. You're like a social media goddess. You really are. No, it's beautiful. And here's why, Sarah, is because for you, it's about emotional health. Yes. No, emotional health, sorry. Emotional health. if you're going on social media, how to stay healthy within yourself emotionally. That's what I'm seeing here from yourself. I've not met any other social media manager that thinks that way at all. And that's the truth. And because I work with business people, working with social media managers is something I regularly have connection with. And you know what? You're my go-to person from now on.
Yay!
You're my go-to person. You really are.
That's amazing.
And I actually want you to, I'm going to see how you can spend time with one of my social media young developers in a business. I'd like her to spend time with you in how, you know, in how to do this authentically. And then, because you've got a whole workshop, Jürgül. If you're not doing that workshop, then darn you for not doing it.
Okay, noted.
Let's get our call to action is. Our call to action is, we're going to say this before we go into our next adverts. Sarah Fletcher's going to be doing her own online 2-day how to function emotionally within your social media presence workshop. How to function emotionally within your social media presence workshop. There it is. It's out there.
Is it okay to take notes during a radio show? Hold on.
You go for it, girl, because I'm going to take us into an ad and you're going to write that down. And we're going to come back in 90 seconds, listeners, and we're going to keep deep diving, and you're going to have Sarah's contact details. Happy days.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Oh, yeah, we are. Yes, we are two real people, not on social media, even though we are on Zoom. But I could say, well, that's as digital as it gets. But here we are. We're with the amazing Sarah Fletcher. And if you haven't been here, why haven't you been here? Well, luckily, you can go back and start from the beginning. And this lady doesn't just do social media. She does socialness in the sense of she understands the emotional delivery, cause and effect, and everything that comes with having to be online 24 hours a day as a business. This lady got it nailed. I want to go to her workshop. We're going to make that happen. And here we are. Sarah, please throw out your details there to all our listening audience.
I would love to. Thank you so much. You can find me at Mushroom hyphen souffle, that's souffle.co.uk. You can look for Sarah Fletcher Mushroom Souffle on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram, or you can email me if you want a chat on getsocial@mushroom-souffle.co.uk.
Thank you very much. I was beautifully delivered, of course, from a social media guru. Now, we think about this. We think about, you know, we've talked about content. We've talked about regularity. We talked about, you know, how you manage it and all these beautiful things. And, you know, you've talked about, you know, you said in one of your, in your information you sent on to me rushingly today, and thank you. And by the way, street dance, hiking, fostering cats for a rescue charity, reading, traveling. But years ago, street dance, girl.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so I found street dance when I was 31. I wanted to do some sort of dance. I didn't know what. I attempted Ciroc, modern drive, whatever you want to call it. Discovered I don't like holding hands with old men I don't know. And found a local street dance class, and that's where I've been for the last however many years.
Wow. It has.
And I love them, and they're my dance family, and we have so much fun. And it's my version of fitness when everybody else is going to boot camps and running.
I love it, girl. I love it. And also, you know, our career goal is to help 1,000 non-fiction authors harness the power of their book to build their business this year.
Yes.
Wow. When you say harness the power, do you mean take a published book and create that evergreen cookie jar of information? What do you mean by that?
So all of this came from, I realized so many business people who have written a book to enhance their business. They were writing them, they were launching them,
yeah.
And then 2 months later, they stopped talking about it.
Oh, wow, yeah, yeah.
I was like, hang on a sec. It's not easy writing a book, for a start. The whole point of writing a book is you become a published author, which enhances your credibility as an expert in your niche.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
It's to elevate you in terms of your reputation and how people look at you. So then people want you to speak at their events. They want you to be their consultant. They want to be invited on radio shows and podcasts. And this is all about how they generate businesses. It's about enhancing the lead generation.
Yeah, yeah.
But so many of them, if you spoke to them a year later, they still don't talk about that. They don't talk about their book anymore. The majority of the people they're now connected to either didn't know they're a published author or they've forgotten that there was a book. And this is where what I do came from. In terms of, I was like, you guys are mad, right? Because most authors I know are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They've obviously had the dedication.
Yeah.
To do what it is, and they've poured everything, their love, their experience, their expertise, in some cases, their health, into getting this book done and getting it launched. But the problem was maintaining momentum with it after the launch was so hard that they just stopped. And also, entrepreneurs have this thing where we go, that's done, move on.
Yeah.
Right? And so this a business book or nonfiction book is a marketing tool.
Wow. I need to pull my book back out, girl, and do something with it. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
Me and Deb did a book, and it was a great experience, but we need to do more with it. And here's the thing. So I'm coming to you. If I come to you, first of all, you are a content writer for social media. That's correct, isn't it? But also, you're someone that knows how to revamp, rebirth, and keep the continuation of a published book, keep the shelf life of that book alive.
Yes.
What else you do, girl? If there's any room for anything else, that is, do you know what I mean? I really do see there's so many layers to you. You know, if I'm coming to you and, you know, reach out to Sarah Fletcher, you know, this girl knows how to how to balance social, how to create a healthy balance of social media in your life. That's what I see here. When I've met other social media managers, their concern is how we can get a good reputation from giving you a good service. What you're saying is how I can keep you healthy within your social media budget and business exposure. That's what I'm getting from
you. And making sure that everyone else knows how freaking awesome they are. Because they're not, most people won't write those posts themselves.
Yeah.
What I see in my clients is not what they see in themselves.
Wow. I love that. I'm going to have to spend more time with you for sure. But you just want to call out to all our listeners. All you listeners that have got a book that's now gathering dust and that's been stacked away because of your lack of ability to present that out there and remain and keep the longevity of that book of life. Sarah Fletcher's the person here. The details are in the show. They'll be out with the show. You want to reach out to this girl. You want to reach out because this for me is the highlighter. One, there's two highlighters. One, you care. You emotionally care about those people that are saturated and caught up in social media. The second is you have a product that knows how to rebirth someone's story, someone's heart, someone's life in that book. Yes. Thank you. I'm going to come your way for sure. And I'm saying to all your listeners, you've got a book, you want to dust that down and get it back out there, reach out to Sarah Fletcher, because do you know what? Your product is amazing. It's amazing because so many books die of a negative, humbling death. Humbling death.
And it's sad. And this is why I'm so passionate about what I do. Because those people who have written those books, because they poured everything they've got into it, they deserve to reap the benefits of it.
Wow. Listen, if this isn't on your website, get it on it. This is a prime niche product. We're going to do this. We've got 2 minutes left, and I want to do something I don't generally do, which is get your contact details out there again at this part of the show. Let's have it, girl. Give your contact details one more time.
Okay, check out my website at mushroom-souffle.co.uk or email me on getsocial@mushroom-souffle.co.uk or come and find me on Facebook, Instagram or LinkedIn, Sarah Fletcher, Mushroom Souffle.
Ah, there she is, the book rebirthing specialist. That's what she is, the book rebirthing specialist. Do you know what, Sarah Fletcher? This has been such a fantastic opportunity.
Thank you. I've loved this chat with you. Thank you so much.
It's been built. And do you know what, listeners? You want to watch out because I'm going to grab her in a couple of weeks' time and do something for my YouTube channel. Where do you live, Sarah Fletcher?
I am in Buckinghamshire in the UK.
That's not too far from me. I might come with all my camera kit and we may do a face-to-face interview because I really love what you're doing here, especially the rebirth of the book thing. That for me is massive because there's a lot of dead books just waiting to be shined again. And I think we should create a whole thing on that and get it going. Don't forget your call to action, your workshop. It's got to be out there. You said it's on its way. You know, Sarah, thank you, love.
Thank you.
Oh, it's been built.
It's been amazing.
It's been fantastic. And I say, listeners, until this time next week, get that book out. You know you need to reach. We love you. Be social media friendly to yourself, isn't it, yeah. Sarah?
Absolutely.
And we're going to say bye for now and boom! Emotions are